Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. Real pleasure to have you with us today. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. We really appreciate that. We're also excited to welcome Erin Newman to our program, co-founder of Spirits Wisdom Healing in Memphis, Tennessee, where she serves her life purpose by working with clients worldwide. What makes Erin's practice unique is she and her partner work together in each session, only requesting a client's name, location, and telephone number, unless embarking on life coaching, which involves a brief questionnaire. Spirits Wisdom Healing is founded on traditional Western medicine. Not only is Erin a professor of ocular disease and practicing optometrist who worked with seniors and adults, Aditi is a trained clinical psychologist who worked with special needs children and adults in crisis. Erin's husband is also a practicing pediatrician who has referred families to Erin and Aditi. And Aditi also brings artistic talents to the practice growing up with a mother who is an artist. And to this end, she's channeled the artwork on spiritswisdomhealing.com and her own hand-painted tarot deck. While Spirits Wisdom Healing offers several types of sessions, remote spirit release is Erin's greatest passion. In addition to remote spirit release sessions for one or two clients, Spirits Wisdom Healing offers intuitive personal coaching, private sittings for connections with spirit, mini energy clearings, Reiki, tarot readings, and a course in fundamentals of spiritual practice, which is currently full. Spirits Wisdom Healing is accredited by the International Practitioners of Holistic Medicine. It's my pleasure to welcome Erin to our show for this 30-minute uninterrupted and impactful conversation live on Close Up Radio. Erin, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
I am delighted to be spending some time with you today, Jim. Thanks for having me.
You are very, very welcome. The pleasure is all ours. You know, you have so many wonderful things that you do. Let's talk about some of the services that you offer. It's quite extensive and extraordinary.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We're very pleased that we're able to deliver the things that we are able to deliver. We've worked very hard at trying to narrow it down, but obviously remote spirit release is our main bread and butter, you could say, and that's what we focus most of our energy on. The other things tend to come and go, but the remote spirit release tends to be our most popular and most sought-after service.
You do quite a few. You got the intuitive personal coaching and private sittings for connection with spirit, mini energy clearings, Reiki, tarot readings, course in fundamentals of spirit practice, which is currently full. Tell us about some of those other incredible services that you offer.
Well, with the intuitive personal coaching, we like to send out a questionnaire just to find out what you're wanting to accomplish. Also, just to dive into your mental health history just a little bit, just to make sure that we are a good fit. The private sittings for connections with spirit, that's more of our mediumship side. We do connect with those who have crossed over, loved ones who have crossed over, and we try to give you evidence of survival with that. Reiki, of course, is an energy healing technique that can be done remotely or in person. Tarot readings, those are the card readings. I'm sure you've seen those before. And also the other thing that we like to do with our course is we deliver that via Zoom. It's usually a four-week course, and we meet on Saturdays, and we work through our modules with our clients and with our students. And that course is always full. we're not offering that course currently because we're both working on some other things in our life. Aditi's really focusing on her art right now. I'm focusing on my hospice work right now. So we really just try to be as flexible as we can be and work together when we can, as often as we can. It's just we really flow. We flow together so well. Our plans usually coincide, and it's just really, I feel like it's spirit-guided in that way.
You know, it's as important as that is, and it's incredibly important. You do something that's fascinating me. I know we're talking about that, but I'd love to expand on it. And it's the remote spirit release. How does it actually work?
Absolutely. I would love to expand upon that. I'd like to answer that question in two parts, if you're okay with that.
Sure.
I'd like to define it, and then I would like to give you the mechanics behind it.
Best way to do it.
So,
I like that. Yes.
Yeah. So remote spirit release, you may have also heard it referred to as spirit release therapy. They're the same thing. I'm just going to call it spirit release to simplify it. So it's an alternative holistic healing modality. It is a very strict protocol that we use. The protocol was actually designed by the late Terrence Palmer. He was a clinical psychologist that really did devote his life's work to creating remote spirit release. He is in spirit now, but he did dedicate his life to this work. There are 12 steps involved, and basically the aim of spirit release is to release from our client any disembodied consciousness of any sort. So if there's something present in your field that's not supposed to be there, we're going to eliminate it. And some examples of a disembodied consciousness could be an earthbound spirit, you know, someone who's crossed over who hasn't gone to the light yet, non-human negative energies or entities, you know, just stuff floating around that we pick up on in our energetic fields. It could be negative thought forms that we've held on to, beliefs about ourselves that are limiting. There can be intergenerational curses. We never know what we're going to find until we get in there and start looking around. The whole purpose is to restore energetic balance and provide guidance moving forward for our clients. I like to give an analogy. It's kind of like spring cleaning. If you give us permission, we're going to come in your house. We're going to go through every drawer. We're going to go through every closet. We're going to clean the baseboards. We're going to get rid of the cobwebs, and your house is going to be nice and clean. That's a great analogy for what spirit release is. We're going to go in, just get rid of all the stuff that you've accumulated over time that you may not even be aware of that's there. So that's what spirit release is. Now let me give you the mechanics behind it, because this is where it gets interesting. Again, like you mentioned earlier, Aditi and I always work together as a team, and one of us facilitates the session. And the facilitator is basically responsible for grounding the session, asking the questions, creating the recording of the session. And then the other person on the team works as the medium. And what the medium does, the medium connects with the spirit guides or spirit on the other side and delivers the information, channels the information about the client to the facilitator. So you've got a facilitator and you've got a medium. The medium, again, works with the spirit guide, and that's where we get the information from. We just channel the information from the guides. That's why we can do the service remotely. We don't have to be present. The client doesn't have to be present because it's all done energetically via the spirit guide. And when people ask me, what are spirit guides? I don't understand what that means. I kind of like to call my spirit guides, they're kind of like tenured professors. They know their stuff. They've been around a long time, and they are really good at the work they do. And over the years, Aditi and I have really developed strong relationships with our spirit guides, and the way that we can work with them and the way that they can work through us really gives the client a tremendous amount of information moving forward. And the other thing that I think is brilliant about the service is we record it, and the client gets the recording so they can listen to it and they can hear everything that's said. We find that a recording is much more personal than a written document. They can listen to that. They can listen to it over and over again. They're going to pick up on different things. They're going to hear different things at different stages. So that's what remote spirit release is, and that's what it provides.
That's incredible. It's
Thank
really
you.
Amazing. Yeah, this connections with spirit, I mean, that's really fascinating work, huh?
Yeah, it really is. And it's so rewarding to get the feedback because you know it's not you. You're just the channel. You're just delivering the information as you get it. And it's just it's a clean, very structured protocol because it's scientifically based. And Aditi and I love that because we are, you know, we're scientific-minded people. So it's just a great fit for us.
You know, when you look at all the work that you do, what are some things you think maybe set you apart from other healers and life coaches that are out there? Wisdom's spirit healing, the work that you do with Spirit's Wisdom Healing, what sets it all apart?
One thing that I think is very different is that Aditi and I are, Aditi lives in India, I live in the United States. We come from very different backgrounds. We come from very different educational backgrounds as well, but we're able to work together and we both bring so many different things to the table to deliver to our clients. And it's such a cohesive fit that I don't think you would get that with any other person or persons, because we're just so unique in where we came from, where we're going. Even now that we are working together, we're in our fourth year almost, which is very hard for me to believe. We're both still working, achieving, learning new things that we can add to the practice. So we're constantly learning. So I think that's really unique. And I also think it's unique that we do both come from medical backgrounds. I was an optometrist. I was an ocular disease professor. Aditi was a clinical psychologist, like you had mentioned in the intro. So we just have so many different tools in the toolbox to share and to give back to our clients that I think it's a very holistic approach.
You know, it is. It really is. I wanted to ask as well, in a minute I'm going to ask how you connected and how, you know, did you plan to meet, but your passion for this and your background in education, when did you realize you were meant to do this kind of work? What are some of the things that inspired you and pointed you in the direction of doing this work well before you even met Aditi, just even yourself, the drive, the passion, and the understanding through your background in education and just life lived?
I would say that for me personally, from a very young age, I had connection with spirit. I had imaginary friends that were obviously not imaginary friends. They were spirit guides. I always had that part of me. I always had that understanding that life is eternal, that life goes on. But that scientific part of myself kind of disallowed it. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be scientific. I didn't want to be, you know, woo-woo. I wanted to be respected, and, you know, I had this ideal for myself, and it worked for a while. I had a good career. It was lovely. It served a purpose, but I always kept coming back to spirit. It kept coming back to me. I wouldn't even seek it out. I would have a teacher appear or a podcast up here, or it just kept coming up until I allowed it to be what it has turned into being. And it's at the point now, I think people are more open. I think people are more interested in this than they used to be. I think it's a little bit more socially acceptable than it would have been, you know, 15, 20 years ago. It's a little bit difficult for me because I do live in the South, and it is a little bit conservative where I live. So I do have to present myself, you know, slowly, if that makes sense. Like I can't lay it all out there for everyone to see.
What is this woo-woo
nice
stuff
when,
kind of thing, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But I do think that our background may give us some credibility, perhaps, with those who may be skeptical.
Which is great. Yeah, you have the medical background, the understanding, but you also have the passion and the drive and the desire. And that comes into play when you work with your clients, which I think is so essential to, you know, the results, the healing, and everything that comes as a result of it. How did you and Aditi connect in 2020? And have you actually met, and do you plan to meet in person, with Aditi being in India?
So Aditi and I met in the spring of 2020. We were in a mediumship development class, and there were several people in the class from all over the world, but there was just something about her. We thought the same. We perceived things very similarly. We were aware of things very similarly, and then we both embarked on getting certified in spirit release. We spent the spring and the summer working on those certifications, doing pro bono work prior to the certifications, and it just became very obvious very quickly that we were meant to work together. It was just the synchronicity and the symbiosis that we had was just, it's indescribable. We've never met in person. We see each other on Zoom pretty much every day, and I do want to go to India. I do. That is in my plan, my long-range plan. We do want to meet. I do want to immerse myself in that culture, and I'm really hoping that can happen in 2025.
That would be wonderful.
She,
I hope that happens.
She's well-traveled.
Well.
She doesn't. Yeah, she's well-traveled. She doesn't need to come to the United States. I'm not as well-traveled, so I would love to go there.
So she's been here? She's been to the U.S.?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's seen it, right? There's places that she can take you, which is extraordinary.
Right.
Who? Tell us about Aditi's background as well. We talked about yours, but a little of Aditi's background.
So, again, Aditi is a clinical psychologist. And she's got additional degrees. I believe she has a degree in special education, hypnotherapy, and kinesiology. She is also, of course, certified in spirit release. She's a Reiki master, and she's also a practicing medium. And, of course, she's very dedicated to her art and is a very accomplished artist as well. So that's kind of her background.
That's wonderful. Who are your most powerful teachers and mentors, and how have they affected your journey, Erin?
Okay, this is a tough question, Jim. I've had so many great teachers along the way. I have been so fortunate and so blessed. I believe when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and I've had some amazing teachers, but I'm going to narrow it down. My first most amazing teacher, her name was Ellie Fratinsky. She's in spirit now, and she pretty much set me on this path. She grabbed me up, allowed me to be who I am, really fostered my mediumship skills, taught me how to read tarot cards. She really took me under her wing. And I didn't get a lot of time with her because she passed, but I'm so thankful for the time that I did have with her. My second most powerful teacher, I would have to say, is Dr. Terrence Palmer, the man who created this protocol. I was fortunate enough to train under him and receive certification under him. He was a brilliant teacher, very matter of fact, very scientific, which was great for me. But he opened this door to spirit release. I still have to pinch myself. I can't believe I got a spot in his class. It was meant to be. And then and of course Dr. Palmer's in spirit now too, so I didn't get a lot of time with him. And I would have to say that right now my most powerful mentor is Robert Brown. He is not in spirit, thankfully. He is a brilliant medium. He's in the UK. He's been a medium for over 50 years, and I have a spot in his development circle, and I get to work with him every week. And the things that he brings forward, the way he teaches, the way he really mentors you and helps you see things that you didn't think you could ever see. I've been working with him now for almost 4 years, and I hope to be in his development circle from here on out. He's just amazing. And all of these people they're published, they're smart, they've all been so great to me, and I feel so fortunate to have been able to work with all of them.
That is a blessing on many, many levels. This is something that's also fascinating. Maybe you can explain more about twin flames. Are you and Dee Dee twin flames? If not, have you both found your twins?
So I'm going to use the term twin soul instead of twin flames. I believe in Aditi and I both believe that there are some souls that when a soul comes to be, the soul can make a decision to split and to split into two soul parts, if you will, and they can become human, two different humans. I guess it's kind of like in the womb, if an egg splits, you've got twins. So if a soul splits, you've got twins. The souls are going to resonate at the same core frequency. So when you meet your twin in the physical world, you recognize them because you're basically looking at yourself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Aditi and I are not twins, but we do have twins. Aditi is actually married to her twin. They've been married for almost 3 years. I'm not married to my twin, but I also have a twin. And I feel like for us, for Aditi and I, meeting our twin, we met our twins in the same year, 2018, and meeting our twins really pushed us to spiritually evolve. It kind of fast-tracked us and got us on this path that we're on now. I feel like the twins came in. I think that was the purpose in this lifetime, was to bump us into this direction and in this new modality of work, to take us away from the scientific slant and to push us into this more of a spiritual calling, if you will.
Which is really wonderful, you know, when it sort of goes in that direction. It's amazing. You're twin souls, but you know what happens? You become twin flames when the energies of the two of you are together, because when the energy, and whether it's, you know, not necessarily physically together, but over the phone or internet or what have you, that energy of those two twin souls, yours and hers, combined, create those twin flames because you're both on fire.
Right. That's a great analogy as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Powerhouse of passion and energy. Did you want to share about your most intense spirit release or any client session that was most powerful that you still feel even now?
There have been so many, Jim, that have just been so amazing. I will share a couple that kind of stand out. Again, remember, we don't know anything about our client. We know their name, we know their age, and we know their location. I know you'd said phone number earlier, but it's actually their age. Those are the only things that we know about the client. So we had a female probably about 2 months ago, late 40s. We did the session. We sent her the audio recording, and she emailed us just amazed. Apparently she had severe chronic lower back pain for years, could not get rid of it, just could not get rid of it, and it was gone after the session, just gone. Now, we didn't know she had lower back pain because we don't know anything about our clients. So that's an example. We had a child a few years back, one of my husband's patients, he had referred to us, and this child was having terrible behavioral problems, apparently. We did the session. The behavioral problems lifted. The child was able to perform in school. This has been a while back, but I think there were bedwetting issues as well that resolved after the session. So things like that, you know, they give you that confidence and that belief that this is real. This does work. The evidence is empirical. It does work. Our clients feel better. Children behave better. And we see it time and time again. So again, the evidence is empirical that this is an effective healing modality.
That's wonderful. You've retired from your work as a medical professional, but do you see yourself ever retiring from this work? I think I know the answer, but
I honestly can't imagine not doing this work.
Right.
I really feel so strongly that that's why I'm here, that as long as I'm physically capable, this is what I'm going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Absolutely.
What are the plans you have for the future with everything?
I really just want us to continue what we're doing. I want to continue developing my mediumship skills. I think that's a lifelong pursuit. I don't think that you ever can say, I am a professional medium. I think we're practicing mediums. It's a practice, and the more we work at it, the better we're going to get, the more we can provide, the more we can give to our clients. I also really want to focus in right now in particular on my hospice work. I feel like I'm drawn to that. I'm drawn to utilizing my death doula certification to really help those who are about to cross over. I think that's a big part of my work moving forward, to provide that service. Of course, that's got to be an in-person service. We can't do that remotely, and Aditi's not interested in that work. So that's on me. But being able to fill my time with helping other people spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, if I can make a difference for one person every day, then I am fulfilled in this lifetime. It's all about helping people, truly.
It really is. And it's full circle, too, because what you get out of it, knowing you're helping others, is such a beautiful thing. Not that any of us do the kind of work we do for that. It's the residual. It's the boomerang effect that is so extraordinary. This was a wonderful conversation, and I want to make sure that folks know the website that's available, spiritswisdomhealing.com, and that is SPIRITSWISDOM, and then the word healing, HEALING.com, to connect with our very special guest, Erin Newman of Spirits Wisdom Healing. Really extraordinary what you're doing. And hopefully we get a chance to chat some more, Erin. This was really, really a wonderful conversation. And I applaud you for all of the work that you are doing, the both of you. And hopefully we'll chat some more down the line. That would be a pleasure. And I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
It's been fantastic, Jim. Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
You are very, very welcome. the pleasure is all ours, and hopefully we'll chat some more. You be well. Again, Aaron Newman of Spirits Wisdom Healing, our special guest on Close Up Radio. I'm Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, inviting you to stay right there. We'll be back in just a minute with another incredible guest celebrated here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.